This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A federal judge on Friday ordered Hillary Clinton to provide written testimony about her private server. You're going to get the questions by October 14th, and you're going to have 30 days to answer them. So theoretically, you won't have to answer the questions until after the election. You were just talking about transparency and how transparent Secretary Clinton has been. Given that, in the name of transparency, will she work to produce those answers and make them public before the election on November 8th?
Well, as you mentioned, the judge has set a deadline whereby the group in question needs to submit those, and when they're received, I know that the secretary will get to work right away on answering them. You know, but let's step back and look at the origin of all of this. The right wing and Republicans in Congress are not satisfied with the answer that the career professionals at the FBI and the Justice Department gave. They said there was no case here. This is just another example of a right wing group just trying to keep this the questions coming and keep this issue alive. The American people have all the information. The emails have been released. They have enough to make a judgment at this point. We at the campaign just want to move on and talk about the issues that people actually care about in this election, like jobs, college affordability, and health care.
That sounds like a no.
As I said, as soon as she receives the question, if the judge asks her to answer those questions, she will get to work right away on getting those questions answered.
Well, I guess it's up to Judicial Watch to get those questions, Scott, to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, and the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. And I don't know. I just don't have a lot of faith that it's going to be settled here. She's going to hold to her ground. I think it's unfortunate the judge only went half the way in saying, okay, we're going to let you write the answers as opposed to giving a deposition and having somebody, talk to her straight up. We just keep kicking this football back and forth instead of getting down to the answers. And, of course, what we're hearing here is, her campaign strategist, Robbie Mook, saying, look at, we've answered this. It's all, it's the typical deal. It's the deflection, blame that right wing conspiracy, all those guys with the tinfoil hats, when we should have had these answers a long time ago. But it just, you got to hand it to the Clintons. I mean, they've been able to deflect this for how long now, right?
Well, definitely. They've been able to deflect everything for a long time. The thing that bothers me is that she doesn't have to have the answers in until after after the election. It also bothers me that I don't like the written part because I feel like she could then just have lawyers write for her.
Of course. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, it's going to be straight up. By the time you look at the answers, it's going to be the same thing, the same answers that she gave before. That's the way. I mean, all of a sudden she's going to say something to indict herself. And if Judicial Watch turns around, I mean, she's got 30 days. The clock starts ticking once Judicial Watch presents the questions, right? So it doesn't have to be in October. I mean, if I were them, I'd turn it around as quickly as possible, put the pressure on that. Then she'd have to try to get those answers out there before the election. And I'm like you. I mean, look at the fact that we're even talking about this and then we're even going to get beyond the election. It's like so much of what is going on here, whether it has to do in terms of protecting the vote or getting the kind of information we need that will help us decide who is the best candidate. If this is being stretched out, and I think it's rather disturbing because, like you say, We're going to get information after we've... And then what happens, you know, when we find out really something that would affect that vote, right? It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, there's a lot of questions about Hillary Clinton, whether we talk about... you know, her past, what she did as a senator, first lady, secretary of state. You know, and I tell you, you can really drive yourself nuts when you Google things about Hillary. I mean, it's just all of a sudden just an immense amount of information that takes you down some roads that you go, wow, do I really want to go down these roads? Because they smack of the realm of conspiracy. But, you know, the problem that you have here is that it's not so much that you think that, it's the information that leads you to think that, that is associated with one Hillary Clinton. So it leaves you with the question, is who is the real Hillary Clinton? Well, Ramesh Anushalam is with us. He's the author of the new book, Madam President. In this book, Anushalam points out that when Hillary Clinton is coasting, she falls prey to her inner devils and scandals. He also writes that her scandals are a secret time bomb that the campaign is putting off until she is elected. And then, you know, are we going to revisit Watergate, like with Richard Nixon, will end up consuming her after the election. Ramesh, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here with you.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, this is the big question. I mean, outside of what the mainstream media would want us to believe, you know, it's like everybody says, okay, you know, this is what you want me to believe about Hillary Clinton. But, you know, we have other people speaking out, Secret Service people that know Hillary Clinton in the White House, others who have known the Clintons very well that are sending out warning signals. But you wanted to tackle this topic as well. So what are you bringing to the conversation that others have not said before?
I think if you look at the 2016 presidential election in the United States, I think there are two issues that are very important. One is the issue of campaign finance, a corrupt campaign finance system. Two is the issue of corporate crime and Panama Papers expose and things like that. Mm-hmm. If you've been hearing the discourse, I'm sure you have been very well, you would have heard Hillary talk of saying she's going to crack down heavily on corporate crime, she's going after the tax evaders, the tax abusers, going to get them. Now, and there were many allegations that were coming up. So I said, let me get to the facts. I wanted to get to the facts, hardcore facts,
yes,
for which I relied on information in the public domain. There were congressional reports, there were Security and Exchange Commission reports, orders, IRS reports, and the like. Okay? And I'll just give you an example of what I've done. And what I found was startling, Bill. It was startling. Because I'll give you an example. There's a person called James Harris Simons, who's one of her top donors, who's given her more than $8 million, right? Mm-hmm. And I was startled to find that he was named in a congressional report on tax abuse and tax evasion for having evaded $6 billion in taxes. Now, look at the consistency. On one hand, you're saying you're going to tackle corporate crime. You're going to go after the tax evaders, people who don't pay tax in America. On the other hand, five out of your top 10 donors are all caught in some kind of corporate fraud and corporate crime. So what does it say? How will these things add up when you get to the White House? Will she be able to take over what she said and implement them? Or will these people take her over? That's the larger question.
Well, when you look at what Peter Schweizer has presented, you know, and even if you listen to what Hillary Clinton said, she says, follow the money, right? So the one thing about people with a flawed character like this is they end up self-indicting, don't they, Ramesh?
Yes, they do. They do. In fact, see, I just gave you one example. If you look at the Stryker Corporation, which is owned by the Strykers, they're top donors for Hillary Clinton. They were charged with fraud, corruption, and bribery in foreign nations, right? You name Saban. You look at Clinton Foundation trustees, right? There's a guy whose last name you can't pronounce just like mine. He's called Victor Dalalay. His company had a parent company in the United States which paid a fine of $400 million, the highest ever paid fine for a Foreign Corrupt Practices Act violation. And these are your top donors. And these are your backers. See, you judge a person by the company they keep.
Exactly.
And I think there Hillary Clinton falls short.
Well, and the mainstream media continues to ignore this. I mean, obviously, it's gotten to the point, you know, speaking of the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, where, you know, Democrats have said, you've got to step away, make some announcement about all this foreign money that you've been accepting. And, of course, she says, okay, I'll call time out for the next couple of months. Well, you know, she can't help herself. You know, there's no way she's going to call time out. All she's going to do is create some other warehouse of these donations because the Saudis and all the other foreign interests who have tentacles tied into the Clintons, they're not going to disconnect those tentacles and say, hey, we're not going to have a say in the 2016 election. Hillary's our gal. I mean, we've been very successful with Hillary, right?
Right. See, look at it this way. They have the hands which feed her. Are they going to bite their own hands?
Yes.
No. That won't happen. Right?
Exactly.
The Wall Street money, the big billionaire corporate crime issue is one. There are other issues that I've explored in the book as well. One is trade. You take, for example, TPP. I've given 45 instances where Hillary Clinton actively canvassed for TPP in Vietnam, Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, name it, name a place on the earth, she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And today she says she's against it. Same with fracking. And you'll be really surprised to know, given her about turn on fracking today, if you look at two of her biggest Wall Street backers, Avenue Capital and Franklin Square Capital Partners, they're heavily invested in the fracking industry in Pennsylvania.
Right.
So when she becomes president, is she going to look out for their interests, or is she going to look out after Mother Earth? That's a question that's a very open question.
Well, she made the statement that she wants to put coal out of business, which was the echo of what President Obama has said. It has devastated these cities and principalities that have relied on coal. But yet she goes to Virginia and says, hey, look, trust me, I'm going to give you all these billions of dollars to help you out of this because we've got to get rid of our dependence upon coal, right?
Right. Yeah, what you're saying is really true. Depending on whom she's speaking to, what her audience is, Hillary Clinton is a different person. So she's one person to you, one person to me, one person to somebody else. So the real Hillary Clinton is perhaps not. That's actually the larger message from my book.
Exactly. Well, Ramesh, we've got more to talk about on the other side of the break, so stay with us. Ramesh Arunachalam, the author of the new book, Madam President, on Bill Martinez Live. More from Ramesh right after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, ready or not, here we are. Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour conversation with Ramesh Arunachalam continues. He's the author of the new book, Madam President, Who is the Real Hillary Clinton? Ramesh, let's talk about Hillary's problems with the emails, a private server, all the the controversy over this. She lied. She didn't lie. We got rid of a lot of emails that she and her attorneys arbitrarily decided that are impertinent, that were all about yoga. I don't know, Ramesh, if you're into yoga or any kind of exercise, but I never in my history could come up with 30,000 emails on Pilates classes or whatever. That's beyond my comprehension.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. The email issue is very interesting because almost everything that she said there has been contradicted by the FBI director. Mm-hmm. She said she didn't transmit classified information. If you saw his interview, he said there were clearly classified information in many email chains at the time they were transmitted, number one. Number two, she claimed to use a single device. He conclusively proved that she used multiple devices, multiple servers. Then the issue that you brought up, many work-related emails were not turned over. She said she turned over everything. He said none. So the question is, now, has she broken the law? If you really look at the spirit of the law, if you look at what she did, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. So who is the chief foreign policy advisor for the President of the United States, right? So
right.
She conducted foreign policy through her emails. That's clear. If you analyze her emails, it's very, very clear. The book gives you several examples. I'm just giving you an example. She'd corresponded with the government of Pakistan on terrorism and security issues in 2010 when she was traveling there, and there was a bomb blast in a mosque. Now, that's a serious thing. So imagine sending this through a private server. It's available.
Yes.
Discussing all of that. And that was at a time when Osama bin Laden was supposed to be alive in Abbottabad, right? So look
yes.
at the security implications of all of this. So I think it's very serious. So if you look at it, she's violated Rule 793. She's violated other rules relating to the email, which include 1924. She transmitted classified information. Because if you look at their emails, emails contain information on national defense, relevant to national security, relevant to foreign policy, relevant to foreign governments, and that by President Obama's own executive order, 13526, is classified information.
Exactly.
So this proves it all.
Well, by her own admission, Ramesh, she says, look, I know what top secret information is. I mean, this is her own words. She says she understood what it was all about, you know, in terms of top secret information about her security clearance and all that. I mean, this is words from her mouth to God's ears. And then the FBI director calls it a reckless mishandling and almost gives her room as if she could plead some sense of ignorance over this whole situation. And to me, the statements that she made directly and what Comey made, they don't square up.
They don't at all. Absolutely. You're very right. And Comey's own recommendations don't square up with his own analysis.
Yes.
Given that she sent classified information, given that she didn't turn over all her work-related emails, given that there was foreign policy conducted through the emails, given that she used multiple devices, why didn't he recommend charges? It's not consistent with his recommendation. And that's something very, very blatant and very clear.
Well, I think what's going to be haunting Hillary Clinton, as if it hasn't already, is Julian Assange and the release of these emails. Because like anything, you know, when you have emails and on a private server, not greatly secured, I mean, those emails are flying around. Now, does Julian Assange have them? Is there a connection, as some are suggesting, just to your point, that there was information, secured information that went out that, oh, yeah, by the way, said where an ambassador was going to be in Libya, in Benghazi, Libya, and also information about guns being run, which they have kind of mildly admitted, as much as they have mildly admitted to this ransom payment to Iran. But they've kind of admitted that there was some gun running going on that went through Turkey. And we know that the ambassador for Turkey was just at the compound about an hour before all hell broke loose on that 9/11 day.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I think that takes us on to the next issue, if we have the time. I'd like to touch upon one more issue, is foreign policy.
Yeah, we've got about four minutes left, Ramesh, so go ahead.
Okay, great. See, if you look at what happened in Libya, if you look at what happened in Benghazi, I think clearly it adds up and it falls flat on Hillary Clinton's shoulders. Because I think what Libya was, I don't know if you've seen this video, but she says, "We came, we saw, and he died."
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I've worked worldwide. I worked with the World Bank. I worked with other institutions in the Middle East. So I understand a little bit of the Middle East. And I would tell you that Gaddafi was a bad guy. He was a dictator. He was a bad guy. He was bad to his people. Fair enough. Mm. But the question is, whenever you bring in the issue of regime change, when you want to replace somebody, you'll have to think what happens the day after you change them. Right?
Exactly. Right.
And after Gaddafi was overthrown, all the gold from his backyard, all the arms from his backyard went to fund ICE, went to ISIS. But you demand, see, one critical aspect of Gaddafi that you need to understand is he was a bad man, he was bad to his people, but he was not a fundamentalist. Mm-hmm. He didn't support Islamic fundamentalism.
Right.
Right? So when you replace him with somebody else, or when you didn't have anybody good enough, you let the fundamentalists take over. And you see what the world is facing today. ISIS is so dangerous.
And Ramesh, you bring up a great point here, because sadly, this has been the consequence of U.S. foreign policy, where we've gone and disrupted regimes like as if we know better. I mean, it's really kind of ironic. It's what we're facing here in America, where you have the ruling elite saying they know better than anybody else. They know better than the people there in Benghazi or Libya. They know better than the people in Iran. They know better than the people in Iraq. I mean, this is a form and model that they have been pursuing, not only on a foreign policy platform, but also here domestically, that they know better and that we're just supposed to follow suit. And meanwhile, they're causing all this disruption because of the social engineering that they're trying to do, whether it's here domestically or overseas, right?
Right. Right. No, you're absolutely right. And I think that's been the problem, and that is the problem here. And I think this is true not only of the Middle East, it's also true of Latin America.
Exactly.
Many
right.
countries where it's happened.
Well, they can't help themselves. I mean, this is their worldview, Ramesh, and I think this is what you're pointing out in your book, is that we need to stop and consider what they make their decisions on. What is it based on? And their worldview is socialistic, I believe, and progressive, but clearly socialistic, and it is one of elitism that says we know and you don't, and you're lucky to have us here telling you where you should go, right?
Absolutely. That's the way it is. Right. That's
so what, in these final 20 seconds here, Ramesh, that we have together with your book, Madam President, what do you want people to take away from your book?
I would say that this book is very important. It's available at 99 cents. Read it for one reason. It's available on Amazon.com. I'm not here to make money on it, but here to present the facts on Hillary Clinton. The mainstream media has not done that. You must go in and have a look. The real Hillary Clinton is somebody else.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you heed his warning. Ramesh Shaharanushalam, author of the new book, Madam President, Who is the Real Hillary Clinton? Ramesh, thank you so much. Great stuff here. It's just about 29 after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Staples. The back-to-school season can be stressful for parents and students alike. As the end of the summer approaches, many retailers are already stocking holiday candy and decor, making it difficult to find school supplies. Parents can rely on Staples to have the school supplies their children need in stock throughout the back-to-school season, at the lowest prices guaranteed. Christine Mallon, Vice President of Retail Marketing at Staples, joins us to share some back-to-school advice.
As the start of school approaches, many retailers have moved on and started stocking for the next holiday. At Staples, parents can shop confidently, knowing that we're still in stock on all of the back-to-school essentials they need at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Staples keeps school essentials in stock all season long at the lowest prices. Shop the less list for school, weekly school steals, and take advantage of the 110% lowest price guarantee to stay on budget. For more, visit staples.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, cape and all, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. I just have that kind of attitude. Hey, good morning. How are you? Good to have you along with us. Aloha, America, coming to you from Kauai, Hawaii. Yes, it's early here. We come to you 3 hours every day, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, 6 to 9 Pacific. And by the time you get to Hawaii, it translates to 3 to 6 in the morning. Yes, it's that early. But look, at the truth matters that much that it doesn't depend on the time zone. It just depends on the attitude, and we will continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. By the way, I don't know if you had a chance to see the movie Ben-Hur over the weekend. It was just released on Friday, and we've got the soundtrack and the book and some things to be given away, so stay tuned. We'll tell you how you can participate, much the same as we've been doing it before. You just got to drop me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com. Say, hey, Martinez, get me in the running. I want the Ben-Hur goodies. I want the tchotchkes for the Ben-Hur movie, okay? And get that out to me right away so we can send those out to you. It'll be our blessing, and this is the way we roll here. Right, Scott? I mean, we like to be a blessing to people. What we give, we just pay it forward. So some good Ben-Hur stuff. But and I'm hearing people that saw it. I didn't get a chance to see it. It wasn't playing here on the island. I looked for it, but everybody's telling me that it is tremendous. You know, this is the thing about, you know, some of the remakes, as we've been talking with Bob Waliszewski and even Steve the movie guy, is you have the updated technology that's available, and of course it has a tendency to have an impact on the cost of doing this movie. It's not like the way it was before, back in the days, you know, 1958, gosh, I think they spent something like $15 million. Of course, that figure has gone way by. I think you spent $15 million just just on reproducing the film so you can get in all the houses, you know. A different cost altogether these days. But what I understand is cinematography and Roma Downey and company have just done an outstanding job. Mark Burnett and Roma Downey have done another outstanding job on this movie. And, you know, people are saying, hey, it's a real good movie. Made it in the top five over the weekend. So, that's good. And like I said, we got some tchotchkes to give away. So, let us know, by getting an email in, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Of course, a lot of conversation still continues about Hillary's health. I got to tell you, when I look at some of these videos, I mean, it's not that you relish, and I do not relish in somebody's ailment. I mean, it's sad. Some are saying that, maybe there's Parkinson's, and I don't want to be reckless here and put that out there and just repeat somebody's conjecture. But as we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. There's lots of opinions rolling. And her falling down, the amount of money that has been invested, something like $500,000 for disability access in order to help the former secretary move along, taking breaks, clearly in her schedule. She's not doing as much activity as Donald Trump is. We haven't seen her, of course, in Louisiana. We haven't even seen the president. There hasn't even a president sighting, although I saw a picture today. Showed the president on top of a car, wading in water, hitting a golf ball. Oh, I gotta say, you gotta love comedy. You have to. Interesting again, the double standard that takes place, but such is politics. And is it any wonder, because of the double standard, why people are kind of, knee locked in their position and saying, hey, look, it's hard for us to have a conversation when there is that double standard that takes place. And you got to kind of wade through that double standard and be reasonable and extra compassionate if you're going to talk with a progressive, which I did the other day, which was all kinds of fun. I mean, I try to stay out of the bucket of gum. They love getting into a bucket of gum. I go, why, what are you trying to do here? I mean, win an argument or solve a problem? And really, you can't really win an argument when you're so ideologically fixed. I say, hey, be open to what the other person is saying. You might learn something. Imagine that kind of deal. But anyway, it is sad to see what is happening with Hillary Clinton. And, of course, they're doing everything they can, to hide that. And you go, whoa, what is going on here? Are we going to, in anticipation of that October surprise, is that what's going to happen? All of a sudden, HIPAA law is set aside or some judge is going to say, yeah, maybe it might be wise for the people to know who they're electing into office here, and that we have some serious health issues, and that you're really not voting for Hillary, but you're voting for Tim Kaine. Really? Is that really what's going to happen here? This is all kind of crazy stuff, all the stuff that's being, reported out there, including a mysterious agent who follows Hillary around carrying a syringe of what? I don't know. I saw a video where she seemed to be losing it, and the agent ran up and asked her, are you okay? Ran up to the podium. All this stuff, it's suspicious, needless to say. You do what you can. And we're keeping our eyes out for you to see what else happens. But like I said, this isn't the time to do an end zone dance and get all excited. Hey, did you get a chance to take a look at the closing of the Rio Olympics? They did a great job. I mean, it was tough. I mean, some of the, of course, news reports were that the stands were half-filled. Well, that's because there was a lot of rain going on there, and I would think. But I thought, all in all, they did a great job, and I couldn't help. Scott, I don't know about you, but I couldn't help and flash back because of the Ryan Lochte stuff. And, he seems to be sincerely apologetic for what he said. And, here it is. If he didn't say anything, it had just gone away. It had been a non-issue. But then he becomes that cloud. And the impact of this and what he did is going to be far-reaching. And will it have an effect on his Olympic hopes in future? Is it totally over for him? Was he apologetic enough? What they're suggesting is that, this is all contributing to the anti-American sentiment in terms of future games for, you know, United States venues, possibly. I don't know. And, of course, the U.S. Olympic Committee says it ain't over yet, and they're just going to still have some conversations. They're going to try to figure out what they will do with Ryan Lochte. But, you know, just unfortunate.
Well,
that this has become part of the story. Go ahead.
I think it's his last Olympics, anyways. He's 31. He's the same, you know, he's the same age as Phelps. So I think he was going to shut it down, anyways. I wish I understood why he did it. What was the point of it? So yeah, and his apology really wasn't an apology either. It was
you didn't think I didn't have a big, I know some people have said, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, the guy seemed very tearful, and I don't know, to me he seemed sincere. What else are you gonna say, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Something still happened that night. I'm fairly certain. Even the video has some weird stuff happen in it.
Mm.
So,
well, what would you do if you were in a foreign nation, you're in a foreign country, you got some strange people with guns, you tore down a $20 poster or whatever it was, and you got people pointing guns at you, and you're drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, does that have an altering perspective on, you know, what's going on? And, of course, he stays in his arrogance. And, you know, says to Billy Bush, goes, oh, yeah, I was robbed at gunpoint. Well, maybe not necessarily robbed, but, of course, you know, if he was involved with Barack Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry, it wouldn't have been a ransom. What would they have called it?
Yeah, I don't know. I love that, you know, everybody's really mad at him. But, you know, Clinton said she came under sniper fire, and that's whatever, you know. So,
I know.
It's just...
Well, you know, like you said, and he said, it was an immature mistake. You take him for his word, and let's move on. But sadly, he couldn't help but feel a little bit of a shadow there as the closing of the Olympics, and say goodbye to Rio and hello to Japan. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Jen London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's always a great
welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. Well, Pastor John Hagee is going to be keynoting a three-day star-studded American Gospel Celebration come September 1st through the 3rd in one of my favorite towns, Louisville's Freedom Hall at the Kentucky Exposition Center. And with us right now on the air to talk to us about it is Pastor John Hagee and Pastor Matt Hagee. Pastor Hagee, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are we doing?
We're doing well, Bill. It's a pleasure to hear you. Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good to be talking to you guys. And we got something real exciting going on. Tell our audience about this three-day Faith and Freedom event that's going to be featuring Diamond Rio and Lee Greenwood and a lot of other stars as well.
Okay, Bill, on September the 1st and 2nd and 3rd, Matthew and I are going to be preaching at the American Gospel Celebration at the Freedom Hall in Louisville. I'll be preaching Thursday and Friday night, and Matt will be preaching on Saturday. This is also going to be a celebration of faith and freedom, honoring our military veterans each night. We're going to be giving a home away to a military family each night. This was a program that we began years ago with Lieutenant General Leroy Sisco, and it's our way of saying to all of the service personnel at home and abroad how much we appreciate their service in the U.S. military of standing with and defending the American people.
Well, Matt, you know, what an honor for you and your dad as pastors to, serve the community, to serve these military families. We're talking these Gold Star spouses that are going to be honored in a special way. And I know you wish you could do so much more for the sacrifice and the way that they have honored our country, right?
Without question, there's really nothing that can repay what they've done. But one of the beautiful things about heroes, and that's really what all of these veterans are, they're heroes. They don't consider themselves as having sacrificed. They consider themselves as having given. They willfully chose to defend what we value, and the only way that we can repay that is to honor their sacrifice by defending what they fought for. Faith, family, and freedom is what the American Gospel Celebration is all about, and I think that regardless of the various backgrounds of listeners and individuals across the country, everyone who values liberty is certainly concerned about their faith, their family, and their freedom.
You know, Pastor John, in my conversations with many experts, political pundits, the theme that they seem to be focusing on and the call for America is that this is a time for service and sacrifice. Is that what you're seeing as well?
It's a time for service and sacrifice, but it's also a time for the body of Christ, the people who are numbered among the righteous, to recognize that this country is standing on the precipice, that we as a nation are choosing which direction we're going to go in the future and what kind of country we are leaving to our children and to our grandchildren. And we are calling for the American people to wake up to the realization that America is under attack morally, spiritually, economically, politically, and we're going to talk about this in the American Gospel Celebration September the 1st through the 3rd and encourage every person who is a person of biblical conviction to get up and go vote their righteous convictions so that this nation may continue to be one nation under God.
Well, Pastor Matt, as your father has articulated and as we're seeing, is the baton is being passed to the next generation. And I got to imagine there is a sense of urgency that is beginning to burn inside your very spirit that has a bended knee to God's will, that it will be done. And now more than ever, because as your father just articulated, if America was ever at a critical precipice in this modern era, it is today, isn't it?
Without question, we're at a point where each person has to make a decision about how much responsibility they want to take for their own liberty. You know, our founding fathers had a very real sense of personal responsibility, and for generations, that one particular strength of character is what made America the nation that it is, the shining city, the society that made other nations of the world desire to come to our shores. And now we find ourselves in a situation where a generation seems to have forgotten how we got here. And it's imperative that we be reminded and that we return to the simple life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness principles that are outlined in our founding documents. Because as I have said often, as the father of four young children, I look forward to a day when my grandchildren can tell me what a great nation we're going to be in, not me tell them what a great nation we once were.
Exactly. And that's what's absolutely key to what we're faced with here, Pastor John Hagee, is that it is the very future of this country. It is the heritage that we pass on to our kids. We just added a new grandson to our family line this past week. He was born in Oahu, Hawaii. He's a Maui boy, and he's back home in Maui. But was born in Oahu this past Wednesday. So we've been celebrating that, and it really brings to focus for us the significance of a great America in the future. But it will not continue to be great if we continue to ignore godly principles.
The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is reproach to any people. The more secular America becomes, the further away we get from the Word of God, and the more godless we become. What we're calling progress is not progress, it's moral insanity. We've come to the place where we have defied the laws of God, and God has simply said, if you turn your back on me, I'll turn my back on you. I'll remove the hedge of protection. And America has become Sodom and Gomorrah reborn. When you can get on the television and laugh about selling baby body parts, you have eclipsed Sodom and Gomorrah. We as a nation must recognize, we as a righteous nation, as people of faith, must recognize that we are salt and light in this generation. We are to be the light of the world, not over in the corner hiding what we have, but standing boldly, stating clearly the principles of righteousness and still leading the charge for this nation to be all it can be by the grace and wisdom of God.
You know, Matt, in a recent Gallup poll here, probably about 9 months ago, it indicated that secular America was looking to the church saying, where's the church? Where's the moral compass? We've lost our way. And I find it a bit ironic because they've been telling the church, as your father just stated, to not be involved in the conversation. And so here we are. This country is reaping exactly what it has sown. It says that God will not be mocked. This is one of those immutable laws. We're not going to plant unrighteousness and suddenly find righteousness. It's only in planting righteousness that we will discover righteousness, correct?
Without a doubt. You know, the thing that we've done as a society is we've become experts at the excuse. We've lost the strength of character to decide to do right and not do wrong, and have created excuses based on our circumstances. We tell each other, well, if you understood the circumstance, then you'd understand and justify the behavior. That's not righteousness, that's relativism. And
yes,
we've got to return to being a society that says, even if it costs me something, I'll have enough strength to do what's right because that's what character says I should do.
Well, John, you've got the first two nights. You'll be bringing the word. Do you want to give us a little preview of what we can expect on those first two nights?
Basically, what I'm going to be talking about is that freedom is not free, that where America is right now morally and spiritually, what we must do as a people to take America back from the moral and spiritual sludge pit in which we find ourselves, that we as a people must start sending people to Washington who are godly, who have righteous standards, who are not proven liars, who are not traitors to democracy. We need, as a nation, to wake up from the politically correct madness in which we find ourselves and start speaking the truth with such candor and such clarity that anyone can get it. So we offend the secular progressives. Who cares? It's time for the truth to be spoken without apology.
Exactly. Well, Pastor Matt, you're bringing up the Anchor Leg Saturday night. We've got some great performers, including Grammy and Dove Award-winning Diamond Rio, Lee Greenwood, Larry Gatlin, the Crab Family, Ganton Junction, and many more. It's going to be an incredible celebration September 1st through the 3rd in Louisville's Freedom Hall at the Kentucky Exposition Center. We got about 20 seconds left. I'll let you bring it home. What can the people look forward to?
You know, it's going to be a celebration, again, of faith, of family, and of freedom. And we're going to give everyone who comes the opportunity to really be reminded of what it is that we value in this country. And I believe that people are going to leave inspired. I believe that they're going to leave hopeful that they can be a part of rebuilding a foundation of righteousness that this nation truly deserves and needs. And we're prayerful that this starts a groundswell of just good old-fashioned American patriotism and biblical values that carries through the end of this year and into the beginning of next year, because we don't have much time to make a change. The time for change is now.
Exactly. Pastor John and Matt Hagee, I'm Bill Martinez. Pastors, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.